hasten to end from what we had learned yesterday. Rabbi had said that the time of Rabbi Yossi said if a person was Tomei Midarabonon, Tomei Darabonon, and then he toiveled himself in a mikveh that was Sofik if it had Memso, Sofik it didn't have Memso, so Rabbi Yossi said he's Tomei. So Rabbi said the svar of Rabbi Yossi is because Yishtelam on the Cheskas Tomei, since he was Tomei, and now there's a Sofik if the Tomei went off, so Yishtelam on the Chazok, even though it's a Tomei Darabonon. So the Gemara had asked, Adarabe, Hamed Mikval Cheskosei. Einachanami, he has a Cheskas Tume. But the Mikveh had a Cheskas Shleima. So now there's a Sofik, if Bishas the Tzvila, it was still a Shleima or not. So one Chazoke should cancel out the other Chazoke, and since it's a Tume the Rabboni, he should say Sofik the Rabboni Lahoko. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Adarabba hamed mikval cheskos. Isak taisus have a motzil ishnuye, reichosa lefonecha kediyoma perikama denide. That since it's a chosa lefonecha, either you have a chazoke dahashte, or it's a svor of tartil reyeses, al kaponim, so that's megareya, the chazoke of the mikveh. Old way meri yoche be mikveh, Shenimdad v'nimtzachosa. The Gemara wants to say, it's not speaking of a chlal that we had measured it first, and we measured it now, and we found out that it was chosa. That's not the case. So that's what the Gemara didn't answer, that it's chosa now. We never measured it, period. That's the Gemara's teretz. B'mikveh sheloi nimdad. We're speaking about, we have a mikveh, we haven't the faintest idea if this is a kosher mikveh or a posel mikveh. And he is a cheskas tumis, so memeila, we shtel him on chazok. V'im toima, frek toisves, bo Rabbi Yossi metamei afilu tarois im noga bahem. Rabbi Yossi is metamei lechoire, if Rabbi Yossi says that this person was tamei, he made a sofik, made a tvila in a sofik mikveh, so Rabbi Yossi said he still remains Tomei. So what will be if he will touch something that was Toyer before? So L'chayr, according to Rabbi Yossi, this will become Tomei. The Le'inyin, the Amrina Le'zil Tvoil, we can say that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir is if we'll tell him to Toivel himself again. That according to Rabbi Yossi, Eidnemon is Tomei. And according to some Mele, he has to toivel himself. According to Rav Meir, I name on his toyer. So he doesn't have to toivel himself. As I feel like Rav Meir moide, kidemrin and gabi sofik tume bishus haravim. Since you could toivel yourself, so we tell him to be toivel himself. Even though we have a psak of sofik tume bishus haravim sveikoi toyer. That's the case of Rav Meir, as Taisvis brought before Rameya Metaya. So Al Koponim, according to Rameya, we also tell him to be Tevil himself. So Al Kolchach, the whole Navkamina between Rameya and Rabbi Yossi is, if he touched something, if that thing becomes Tomei, so according to Rabbi Yossi, it becomes Tomei, and according to Rameh, it doesn't become Tomei. Vim kein adarabe, neimu uki taris al cheskoson. Frektach Toisvis, if we will say, that Toisvis assumed in the kasha, it's a dova portion of according to Rameh, is mechleif to table himself again. So the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rameh is not legabi this person, it's legabi the taris that he touched. So according to Rabbi Yossi, these taris are tomei. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not tomei. So ibezoi legabi the taris, there's a chazok already. So now we have a kasha on these taris alone. Why are these taris tomei? L'chayre, even though the noigeya has a cheskas tomei, but the taris have a cheskas tare. So we're back to the old kasha. Let us tell on chazok. V'yeshloimer. So Taisvah says that's not the right pshat. The besveike the rabbonon ki hochel emrinen zil tveil Rav Meir. That what the Gemara says by sofik tuma b'shus harabim sveike toyer you say zil tveil, that's by a tuma de reise. By a tuma de rabbonon you don't tell him zil tveil Rav Meir. Obligi, so the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir is agavre. Does he have to tevel himself or not? Obligi agavre iboi tvile. Avol taharois moide Rabbi Yossi deloi metaminam. The taharis was ichena metame. Tak als dat pshat, als dat tam, because the taharis have a cheskes tahare. Chenise be meseches mikvois, tektoni, Rabbi Yossi, metame, avol sofek li tame le tame acherim toir, le gabi acherim, we stole them on chazoke. Avol irev betrume sofek tmeye sofek toire, if a person was ma'arev betrume that was sofek tome sofek toir, it zicha doesn't help, I feel according to Rabbi Yossi. Zuktrashi, zuktaisis going shahoyu beisi burim lefonov, he had two tziburim, echad hoye trumat meye, v'echad hoye trumat tahire, ve'irev be'echad mehem, the leke chazoke klal, so there, Rabbi Yossi is also moide, that it is not a good erev. Sofik nidmu'u, so the Gemara said that the second case that Rabbi Yossi says is a good erev, is a case of sofik nidmu'u. So Rashi had two pshotim. One pshat Rashi said, that it was chulin, and there's a suffix, and truma fell in, and the suffix is when the truma fell in. If the truma fell in mi ba'oid yoim, so memeil it's not a good erev. If the truma fell in mi shetechshach, so it is a good erev. So yishtel it an chazoke. Yishtel it an chazoke. The second shat Rashi says that tevel fell into the chulin. So it's also, yishtelet and yishtelet an chazoke that it fell in later, and memele, the erev was koine. Zektais ves nire keperish hakuntres beloshen sheini nidmu tevel bechulen. That it became mixed up tevel bechulen. Beloikis tam dimua shebeshas. Normally dimua means that the trume got mixed up with chulen. But means tevel. Avoloshin rishin sheperish nidmu trume bechulen v'osik yesumches ein nire. Taktoni bebreise ma'arvim betrume. It says ya ma'arv betrume. Trume is good. So how could trume be good and dimu is no good? V'deichik loime de mairi betrume lekoyin. That's talking about two different cases. Ma'arvim betrume is speaking about that the ma'arv is a koyin. Dimu is speaking about that is a Yisrael according to Sumchus. So Taisus holds this is a doichik. Before we learn the Gemara weiter, I just like to tell the Olam we had mentioned yesterday a kasha of the Shmaitze. The Shmaitze says a Yisod that by a Taruvis pasnet zestellen an Chazoke. That means heis this. Let's say if you'll have Chulin. Yesterday we said the Moshe, let's say you'll have a terubis, you'll have potatoes of heter and meat of Issa. And there's a suffix if the potatoes fell into the meat. So memele, so the Shmaitzer says you cannot stell the potatoes on chazoke because the potatoes, a filo the meat did fall into the potatoes are weiter mutter. The Issa to eat it is because of the meat and this Arab boy. So it's not shy to stell the potatoes on chazoke. Because the potatoes before they were mutin, they're still mutin. Not allowed to eat it because the dover achash and his arev boy. So on that, there's no chazoke. That's what the Shmaitzer says. The Einig Yontev and Simen Pei Aleph says the same thing. And the Shmaitzer asks, from our Gemara by Stois, that by Dimua, you'll say chazoke, even though the chulin remains chulin. No, the Shaila is the Tume fallen. And I say that it fell in later. That was the Shmaitzer's kasha. So I saw the Einig Yontev wants to say a teretz as follows. The Einig Yontev says, not you shtel the chulin an chazoke, you shtel the truma an chazoke. And he explains as follows. That means, min ha-teire, if trume falls into chulin, or if tevel falls into chulin. So min ha-teire, chad betrei bottle. These are only chumres tarabona, they need mosai. But min ha-teire, chad betrei bottle. So memele, if chad betray bottle, so the trume becomes ois trume. It becomes permissible to eat. The tevel becomes ois tevel. So I'm clearing a shaila, so I'm clearing the shaila on the tevel and on the trume. When did it fall in? When did it change? So you use chazoke, you say that as long as possible, I say it just like before it fell in, it was tevel and trume, so I extend that zman as long as possible that it remained tevel and trume. And therefore, you ma'acher the zman of the nefile. So memela, I say that it fell in later. So memela, it was lailo b'shas it fell in, so it's a kosher erev. That's how the Einigyonte wants to end for this kash. Now, let's start a new sugya. Boy Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok me Rav Hune. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok is the shayla from Rav Hune. Hoyu lefonov shtei kikrois. A person had two kikrois. Achas temeya va achas tahira. One kikir, we'll see Rashi says it's speaking about trume. So one kikir was trume temeya, which is not chozi lachila. Va'achas tahira, and one kikir was truma tahira, which is chazil achila. Now, these two kikrois were, one could not differentiate which was the truma, and which was the truma tahira, and which was the truma tmeya. Va'omar, but one of them is zicha truma tahira, and he's a kayin, or we don't hold like sumchis, afala yisroz ma'arav betruma. Va'omar, and he tells the shliach, listen, there's a kikar of truma tahira. One of them is truma tahira. Irvu li betahira. Bechal mokim shehi. Wherever it is. I can't point out which one is the tahira, but I'll call upon him. There is a tahira here. So take both kikris, put it soif al payim amo, and say you want that the erev should be with the tahira. Mahu. So what is the din? Is this a good Erev, or is this not a good Erev? Zuk the Gemara, Tiboyi l'Rabbi Meir, Tiboyi l'Rabbi Yossi. We have in the Mishneh a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, also by Sveikis. The Mishneh is speaking about there was Trume, and there was Treyutrei. Those two kites of Edom that said that this trume became tomei miboidyoim. There's another cat that says it became tomei mishetechshach. So it's sofik, sofik trume tahira, sofik trume tmeya. So if it's trume tmeya, it's not an erev. If it's trume tahira, it is an erev. So we hear the amachleikis, Rameya holds, so it's a Sofik Erev. So maybe he was Kainish Visa, maybe he wasn't Kainish Visa. That was Rav Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds, since the whole Erev is the whole Din Trumim is only Negei the Rabbonans, so we're Meikel. That's the Svar of, we're Meikel. Could be al sofik the rabbona, or yishtel an chazoke. Before he holds trei sveike the rabbona minatayik and yishtel an chazoke. So memel he had a cheskas tara. So it's a good erev. So in our Mishnah we have a machloikis, a kike that is a sofik truma tayira, sofik truma tmeye. Rameya says chamogamul. And Rabbi Yossi says it's a good Erev. Here we have a different case. Here we have two kikris, one is Trumet Tahira, one is Trumet Meir. And he said, be ma'arev with the Tahira. It's Tiboyle Rab Meir, Tiboyle Rabbi Yossi. Tiboyle Rab Meir, we can clear a shayla according to Rab Meir. Ad kan loikoma Rab Meir hosom, the lack of Tahira. Rab Meir's case, there's no vadai Tahira. It's a sofik, if it was Torah, if it wasn't Torah, but there was no vadai Torah. So since it's a sofik Torah, sofik laftoer, so memele, the Rabbi said, Yachama Gamu. But here there's a good kike that is toyer, so memele, so here it should zicha be good. Here, yeah, according to Rameir, it should be good. You have a kika of Truma Teure, and the Mishalayach told the Shliach that you should have in Zinnin to be kind of Shvisa with the kika Teure for me. So it should be good. By Dilma Afilo Rabbi Yossi Loi. Did Afilo Rabbi Yossi Loi come? I do. Afilo Rabbi Yossi Loi come. Ma'ala Hossa. Rabbi Yossi only said over there. Dim isa di tahoire, if it is a tahoir, yodalo. So he knows where it is, he knows which is the tahoire. Aval hocha holo yodalo. Here he doesn't know, there's taka a tahoire here. But he doesn't know which one is the tahoire. So memele, so since he doesn't know, so you can't make an erev with something if you don't know. I don't know what I can eat or what I can, the whole lum this is, that this is my mokim suda. Which is your mokim suda? Which kika will you be able to eat? You don't know. So could be this is worse. Before we see the Gemara's teretz, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Irvu li betahire bechol mokim shehi. Vehinichom shteim. They were meiniach both kikris yachad b'seifatrum by the seifatrum u'bekikrei shel trume askino. We're speaking about that both kikris were trume. So memele, the one that's trume tmeye, one is not allowed to eat. The one that's trume teire is allowed to eat. Te'i bechulin zutrashi. If we'll say that both kikris are chulin tmeyin mutarin heim. The lav kol odom oichel chulov betare. Is oidev loy evoish, the flow of the end of Rashi doesn't stim. I don't understand the flow. Lachayre, if Rashi would have said as follows, the I bechulin, chulin tmeyim mutoremei. That means, if it's chulin, before we ask Akasha, let's say a person that eats chulin betahare. He's nizer to eat chulin betahare. There's a Yerushalmi in Sechte Shabbos, the Tur and Simon Tofresh Gimel brings it down, that Rav Chiya told his son Rav, Rav Chiya told Rav, if you'll be able to, you should eat chulin betahare. The whole year, Yerushalmi brings down the member of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, Tare brings Lidei Kedusha, you should eat Chulam B'Tare. If you can't eat Chulam B'Tare a whole year, you should make sure 7 days you should eat Chulam B'Tare. And the Torah brings this down, the 7 days means the 7 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the Yemei HaChol. Because Shabbos and Yontif, he's nicheit chulam betare. So it's only so the 7 days, the Yemei Achol, that the Seres Yemei Tshuva, that he should eat chulam betare. Aval kaponim, there's an inyan of eating chulam betare. So lechayre, if Rashi had a sofik, maybe it's speaking about two kikris, one is toyer and one is tamei. In both achulin, so Rashi had a sofik. So first of all, what's Rashi sofik? I feel like he was nizer that he didn't eat. He only ate chulin betare. So it's called lechazile. It's because he's nizer. I mean, it's a frumkeit. It's a zehirus. And I feel like you'll say maybe it's called like a neder. So, but it's chazile achine. I mean, so what was the pilpul of Rashi? Rashi says, the lashon of Rashi is very unclear. The I bechulin, chulin tmeyim mutarin heim, the lav kol adam oichel chulav betare. So if Tuvia Hamer wanted to say that be'emison, what's the end of Rashi? The lav kol adam oichel chulin betare. I heard a shtikel ha'ore. We had a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows. that the Gemara says Nifritze, the Gemara says Nifritze Tare be Yisrael. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Nifritze Tara be Yisrael. Just one second. Oh, the Gemara in Shabbos at Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar aimer boyu re'ei ad heichen porza Tara be Yisrael. How Yidden were Gavra Tara be Yisrael. Because the Mishnah says, Shaloi Shanino lo Yoichel Toher imatmeya. It says, lo Yoichel Hazov imazov. The Mishnah said, Azov should not eat with Azov. But the Mishnah never said, a Toher should not eat with Atmeya. So Rashi says, Lefi Shaloi Hutzrach Lekach, Shekulon Oichlin Chuleyen Betare. So Gemara in Shabbos Taf Yud Gimel. Is the time didn't have to speak lo yoichel toirem at meye she kulon oichlin chulein betare. They all ate chulin betare. So memele, so what's the end of Rashi? Rashi says that, the lav kol odom oichel chulin betare. The Gemara in Shabbos says, kulon oichlin chulin betare. Rashi says, lav kol odom oichel chulin betare. So Tuvi Hamer wanted to say, he wanted to say Rashi means to say as follows. The I bechulen, if it's in bechulen, chulen tmeim mutarim, mutarim means it's kosher for neirav. Why? The lav kolod amoichel chul of betare, because there are tmeim. Tmeim don't eat their chulen betare. So memele, so it's chazi lachine. That's what Rashi wants to say. That means Rashi beetzem holds that on, according to Sumchis could be, it wouldn't be good, because that would, it's Chazi Lachine. But since we don't paskin like Sumchis, so you can't say, speaking about Chulim Betare, the Lav Kolodam Eichel Chulim Betare, there are Temeim who don't eat Chulim Betare, so therefore it's called Chazi Lachine. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, that Afilu Rab Meir, that Rab Meir was machmer the leke toire vadois. The shema mi ba'oid yoim nit meis. Maybe it became tomei mi ba'oid yoim. It's a suffix. So therefore, it's a suffix if you have truma toire, truma tmeye. So me meile in trumim is a deraise, so Rab Meir is machmer. Oidil ma fila Rab Yoisi loi marshe bemas nisen elamishum di I toire hi. In a Mishnah, if it's Toyer, he knows where it is. The Ezo he sudosai. Mishim Safik Tume loy Mifsele da Omaruk Machazoke. It's according to Rabbi Yossi, it's called a Suda Ruya because he knows where it is. Here also the Loshon of Rashi in the Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, the im isa dehi toire. According to Rabbi Yossi, we assume it's toire, not im isa dehi toire. Min chazoke paskin zois, that it's toire, here's a cheskas tare. Rashi, if it's toire, he knows where it is. And mishim zavik tumulay mipsula, domult machazoke. So what's that, dehi toire? We assume it's toire, period. Avol hochelo yoda hayni usudo. So I say here there's a chesorin. I don't know with which one will be my suda. So that alone is a chesorin. So maybe I feel according to Rabbi Yossi, it's also no good. And for the Gemara, Omalei bein le Rabbi Yossi, bein le Rabbi Meir, beinen suda horuya mi ba'idyoim veleke. Say according to Rabbi Yossi, say according to Rabbi Meir, you need a suda horuya mi ba'oidya. Zot Rashi. Suya horuya mi ba'oidya im veleke. Ve'ein eiruvai klum. So his eiruv is worthless. Da'afilu chamor gamor loyhavi. So here the Gemara is telling us, l'chei ramuyim de kechidish, that this is worse than Rameya. Rameya that doesn't shtel on chazoke. Rameya you have, he made an Erev with Trume. Two Adam said it became Tomei Miboid Yoin. Two Adam said it became Tomei Mishetechshach. Afal P. Kane, Rameyer says, so it's a Sophic Erev. I don't know. It's a Sophic. You can't be Seimach on the Erev, Sophic the Reiser Lechumre, but Leidach Gise, you can't say it's no Erev, it's a Sophic Erev. That's a Sophic Erev. And here you have two Kikris, and one of them is Zicher, a good kicker. No, he's not allowed to eat any of the kikris because he doesn't know which is the good kicker. Now the same thing is by Reb Meir also, he's not allowed to eat the kicker. That means if this Trey is also not allowed to eat the kicker. But by the case of Reb Meir, it's a suffocated. And here, ve'ein eiruvay klum. Dafilu chamor gamol loy havi. Here it's not even a sofik erev. The bish loy me mas nisin. According to Rab Meir, it's also a sofik erev. It's also loy chazilei, since there's trei. The bish loy me mas nisin suda haruya havoi. It was a suda ruya. Vahashtu disyalid bo sofik. And here it never was a Suda Ru'uya. So Rashi is very unclear. What does Rashi mean? Suda Haruya Havoi. Suda Haruya Havoi. That it was a Suda Ru'uya. Why was it a Suda Ru'uya? V'hashtu dishyalid bo sofik. So Efshe Pshat in Rashi is because maybe the Edom came later. I mean, the Trey, Al Kocher, they came when it was night already. So Lemaise Bishas, the Erev was Nikne, so could be it was a Suda Ruya. V'hashtu disyalet bo sofik. Now it became Noilad Asofik if it was Ruya. But Bishas Maisa, we never had a Sofik. I mean, Bishas Kni, we were ignorant then. We didn't know what the Matzav was. So Memele, we didn't know of anything. We didn't know that it was Tomei or not. So Memele, Kozman, we don't know, Suda Haruya. So that's called it was a Suda Haruya. Maybe Bechlal HaSheretz didn't fall on it then. Vahashtu Dishalit Bo Sofik. It's very unclear what Rashi means. The Meiri seems to say that the Chilek is as follows. That Al Kaponim, when he put it down, let's say Bishas Kinyan, we had a Sofik, it was good or no good. But when he put it down, he put down a good Erev. So Memela later I have Sveike, so that's called a Sofik Erev. Here when he put it down, when Bishasi put it down, it wasn't a good Erev already, because it wasn't the Kikir, HaTahoira was not Roi Lachile. So it was never put down a good Erev. Here it was put down a good Erev, and later it became Noila Dasofik. So it's put down a good Erev, so that is sufficient, even though he's not allowed to eat it, but there is a din of Chamagomel. And here is a din that Bechlala doesn't have a Teres Erev. Zogt ze Gemara weiter. Boi minei rove meirav Nachman. Kiker zu hayoim choyl ulemochol kodesh. A person, Erev Shabbos, had a kiker in front of him, and he said, this kiker, today, Erev Shabbos, it should be choyl. Ulamachal Kaidish. But Shabbos, it should become Kaidish. So he's Magdishit. Now that Tagdish should be Chal Shabbos. Va'omar Irvu Li Bozer. And then he goes and takes this kicker, which he was Magdish Lamachal, that Shabbos should become Kaidish, and he said, Irvu Li Bozer. Mal. Omar Loi Eruvai Erev. It's a good Erev. Then he asked him a different shayla. We'll see later that study has shayla. Hayoim kadosh ulamochal chol. He asked him, what if he had a kikah? And he said, today, Erev Shabbos, it should be Kaidish. Ulamacha al-Khoil. There's a machlokes harishayim what the title Ulamacha al-Khoil is. Rashi learns pshat. Ulamacha, that means as soon as it becomes Shabbos, it should become Nishalo al-Moy Sheyeshli Besoich Beisi. That means Rashi held there's a problem, Kedusha loipoka bachti. You can't make Kedusha for Azman. If you make it Kaddish, automatically it will remain Kaddish. How could you say today it should be Kaddish and tomorrow it should be Chayil? So therefore, the Rashi learns that, L'mochel Chayil, tomorrow, that means as soon as it becomes Shabbos, it should be Nischalo. It's Kedusha's Domim, so it should be Nischalo on the Moy Sheyeshli B'Seich Beisi. Another Rishayim saying, the Gemara in the Dorim is Mavur, that by Kedusha's Domim you do say Poka Bechdi, you can make a Kedusha L'Zman. So, Hayoim Kodesh means, today, Erev Shabbos, it should be Kodesh. And tomorrow, Shabbos, it should be Chol. But Omar, Irvu li bozemar. Omar loy, ein eruvoy Erev. So in the second case, Rav Nachman told him that the Erev is not an Erev. Maishna. So he asked him, what is the difference? What is the difference between the first case and the second case? Amalei, so Rav Nachman told him, L'chi seichel olei kura de milche. If you'll measure for me a kur of salt, then I'll tell you. Seems he wanted that he should be mishamishim, and he should be mekabel the teretz, what he's going to tell him. Hayoim chayil, the first case, hayoim chayil ulemochal kaidish misveike loinochsa leikedushe. Misveike is not chal de kedushe. Hayoim kaidish ulemochal chayil misveike leipoka leikedushos emine. Now let us see Rashi to try to understand. It's a very shvere sugya, to try to understand what the Shaila was and what he was poshutim. Kiker zu. Omar al kiker achas be'erev Shabbos. He had a kiker erev Shabbos. And he said on this kiker as follows. Hayoim yehi choyl. Today it's choyl. Ulamochel Shabbos yehi kodesh. Ve'irev shluchai bo. And the shliach was ma'arev with this kikah. Mal. Hoyo ubein hashmoshois sofiku. So Rashi says what the shayla was. The knias erev is bein hashmoshois. Now, well, the pshat, I'm telling the oilom is ach mazoivai stois in chedushi abeis meya. We're going to have later a shayla when the Erev is nikne. Soif hayoim or Tchilas hayoim. Soif hayoim, Rashi says, Tchilas bein hashmoshe shehu soif hayoim shel Erev Shabbos. Or Tchilas hayoim means soif bein hashmoshes. Now, we have to imagine there's a zman of bein hashmoshes. There's a zman, let's say, there's a 15-minute period of bein hashmoshes. So, soif hayoim means the end of Erev Shabbos, and that is the first minute of bein hashmoshes. Tchilas bein hashmoshes. This is called when Erev Shabbos ends. The last minute in this 15-minute period is called tchilas hayoim. This is soif bein hashmoshes. This is called Tchilas Hayom. Zakta Beis Meir, but whatever it is, it's the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, it's the end of Bein HaShemoshes, there's a Pesatzad HaShoveh, it's Bein HaShemoshes. That means Bein HaShemoshes is Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, Sofik Kulimi, and Kulimi, it's as Man Sofik. I don't know if it's Yoim, I don't know if it's Laila. So now, so what was the shayla? So let's start the first shayla. The shayla was, he said, hayoim, chayl, ulamochal kodesh. The Mochot should be Kodesh. That means when it'll become Shabbos, it's Kodesh. Now, we need that the Kodesh is not good for an Erev. Now, we need now in the Zman, in Bein HaShmoshes, the Erev is Chal. Either Tchilas Bein HaShmoshes, Soif Bein HaShmoshes. Let's for practical purposes, let's say that it's nikne the first minute of Bein HaShmoshes. Erev is nikne the first minute of the Bein HaShmoshes. Now, the first minute of Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. And the Erev is nikne this first minute, but this is Sofik Laila. So now, if this is Sofik Laila, so maybe it became Kodesh already. Maybe it became Kodesh. He said, Hayoim Choyl Ulamocho Kodesh. That means Shabbos is going to become Kodesh. Now, if we would know that the first minute of Bein HaShmoshes is Laila, so it became Kodesh. So if it became Kodesh, so L'chayr it shouldn't be a good Erev. That was the Shaila. That was the Shaila of Rabbi. Let us see Rashi. Mal Choyl Ubein HaShmoshes Sofik, or since Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofik, Chayshinon Dilme Koidim Knias Erev Chalolei Hegdish. Maybe before the Erev was Nikne, was Chalolei Hegdish. That means the first minute is could be is Laila. So before it was Nikne, that means it's going to be Nikne the first minute. It's Kodesh already, and Kodesh can't be an Erev. Dilme Koidim Knias Erev Chalolei Hegdish. Ve'ein ma'alvin behegdish. Ve'ilay amrin enochi. Well, we don't say this for some reason. V'stamoichet v'ashtayin. Maybe not. That was the suffix. That means it has to be chal bein ha'shmoshes. So in the bein ha'shmoshes you have a problem. Maybe it's Shabbos. Bein ha'shmoshes. And then if it's Shabbos, it's Kodesh. That was the first shayla. So what did he tell him? He told them that it's good. Told him it's a good Erev. Eruv Erev. Hayoim Kodesh Ulamocha Choyl. Hayoim Tei Kodesh Ulamocha Tei Choyl. So Rashi learns Choyl is a Loshen Chilu. Al Moi Sheyeshli Bebayis. Rashi, we mentioned that one, the Lerm Shat, that he made a Kedush Hegdish Lizman. Mau. Mi Amrin in Kimota Bein HaShmoshes. Nofak Lai Mikdushosa. It's Sofik Laila. So maybe it's Ois Kodesh. V'kona Erev, and Erev is Kodesh. I like, or maybe not. Maybe it's a Sofik Erev. So what did he tell him? Amalai ein Eruv Erev. It's not an Erev. Teres Vadev, I say, it's not an Erev. So Rav asked him a legitimate kasha, b'yudu umayshne, ha-bein ha-shmoshes sveikahu. The Zman of Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofik. Maishna hoche lekule, vahoche lechumre. That means the Zman of Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofik. It could be, it became, let's say, we say Tchilas Bein HaShmoshes is Koine. Seif Hayoim Koine, which is Tchilas Bein HaShmoshes. So it's a Sofik. Maybe this minute is night. So if it's night, so then, faker. So in the first case, it shouldn't be an Erev, and in the second case, it should be an Erev. It's a suffix. So why did you? Maybe it's day, but if it's day, then you're right. Then the first case, it is an Erev, and in the second case, it's not. But it's a suffix. We don't know. So why did you say do azoy and do azoy? So he told them lechiseichel Allah kure de milche. When you measure kur shal melach al dover zevet itneili oimeloch time, then I'll tell you pshat. What did he tell him? So he told them like this: Hayoim choil ulamocha kodesh ubein hashmoshes deknias erev sveikohu. Now, let us picture, this is the first minute of Bein HaShmoshes. I have a suffix in this man. What is this man? Is it day or night? That's one suffix. That suffix everybody has, which is first 1 minute. I have now here another, I have here a proteistic suffix
And this kicker, is this kicker Kodesh? Is this kicker Chayil? So the Sofik in this man is Meile the Sofik in the kicker. Is the kicker Kodesh or Chayil? Umisveike loisavke mi milse kamaise. So from Rashi Vaistois, that you stell the kicker on chazoke. What's that you stell the kicker on chazoke? That means even though this man is as man sofik, but the kicker is a chazoke. That means as follows, the kicker, he said, hayoim choyl ulemocha kodesh. So lemaise, when the first minute of the Bein HaShemoshe started, so I'm looking on the kicker. The minute before, it was Chayil. Now, what happened in this first minute? Did it change? Or did this kicker not change? So the kicker, I'll tell on Chazoke, this man is Takas Man Sofik. This man, I won't be Mevarev, this man, but the kicker is a Cheskas Chulin. So Memele, so since I'm clearing this, the first minute of Bein HaShemoshe, did the matzev of the kicker change? So I say the matzev of the kicker did not change. It is chayil. So lemaisa, so the first minute of the of Bein HaShemoshe, it still remains chayil. And the halach is the first minute of Bein HaShemoshe, the erev is koine. Soif hayoim koine, that means you know klo when the erev is koine. The erev is koine, the first minute of Bein HaShemoshe. That's called soif hayoim. Soif hayoim tchilas Bein HaShemoshe. So we know klo that the erev was koine the first minute, and we have a sofik, what's with this erev? Is it chayil or kodesh? So on the erev I have a psak. On the erev I have a chazoke. Since the minute before it was chayil, so I say it's still chayil. So in the same way the other case, if it was hayoim kodesh ulamocha chayil, so I have a psak and that it's still kodesh. I have a psak, it's still kodesh. I says legabi the kicker, I have to assume that the kicker did not change its status. That is the din of chazoke. Even though this man be'etzem is as man sofik. But if I'm done legabi the kikah is a chazoke. L'chayrik, I could bring a dimyon to this halacha. There's a Taisvis in Yevomis asks a kasha. The Mo in Yevomis speaks about such a case. That there was a person who was a Sofik ben Tes. I don't know if he's 9 years old or if he's less than 9. A Sofik, if he became 9 or he didn't become 9. Let's be Megashim. I don't know if his birthday is Yud Shvat or Teshvat. Basich nicht. Now, he was a Mamza. And he was Boyel on Ishe on Teshvat. He was Boyel on Ishe on Teshvat. Now, if he's a Ben Tes already, so she becomes Nifsala Lakuhune. Because Mamza is Boyel on Ishe. She's nivel apostle or apostle. So she becomes nifsa lakune. That is if he's a bentes. If he's poches mi bentes, ain biyosei biye. So she's not nifsa lakune. So I have a sofik on this isha. The betzim, the sofik is when this mamza was born. Was he born Teshvat or Yitzvat? This is a sofik. This sofik will never be nizbara. Frektach Taisis, but let's tell the isha on chazoke. She had a chazoke that she was kosher lakuna. Let's tell her on chazoke. So that means, even though legabi the mamza still have a sofik, but she should not be affected from the bia. She has legabi her halaches. She has a chazoke, but she did not change. So memeila lechera, this is pshat and Rashi also. They will tell Eisgizim from Machne Ephraim and others that Rashi, that's what Rav Nachman told them, that even though this man bein hashmoshes is as man sofik, and ichler hashayla, and this minute maybe it is Laila, but maybe it is Laila, that's a sofik taket, abu legabi the kika, I have to assume that its matzev didn't change. So whatever halachas were on the kikel the minute before remain on the kikel vaita. Let us go further. Tnan hosam login tvul yoim shemolo min hachodes shal maiser tevel. We have such a mice over here. There was, let's say, there was Yayin Shel Tevel. Not Yayin Shel Tevel, Yayin Shel Meiser Tevel. That means that there was Meiser Rishon, that a person had a whole barrel of Meiser Rishon. But this Meiser Rishon was Tevel, let's say was a Levi. This all Meiser Rishon was Tevel because they were not Mafrish Trumas Meiser Minei. So it's Tevel. So now, he took, so this, he had a chavis. He had a chavis full of Meiser Tevel. Now he took Login Tvul Yoin. Login Tvul Yoin means that he took a kad, a pitcher. Now this pitcher was a Tvul Yoin. What does it mean the pitcher was a Tvul Yoin? It means that the pitcher, let's say a sheretz touched this kad, Biba'id Yoin, and they toivul the kad. So the din is that till Harev Shemesh, it has a din of a Tvul Yoim. Now what is the halacha of a Tvul Yoim? A Tvul Yoim is not metame chulin, it's not metame meiser, but it's poisel as a trume. That if you have trume, it'll be poisel. Now this person wanted to be mafrish, trumes meiser, from the chavius. That means he had chavius shel meiser tevel, and he takes a log tvul yoin, and he takes out a certain amount of yayin, and he wants that the yayin in this log should become trumas meiser. So take doch nicht, because the trumas meiser will become tamei from the login. The log is a din of a tvul yoin. So let us see the case. Login tvul yoin. Shemiloi min hachovi shal meiser tevel. He had meiser that is tovel, a trumas meiser, and he now filled up login, which the login are at tvul yoim, and he wants to make the yayin in the login trumas meiser. Ba'oma, harei ze trumas meiser l'shetechshach. When now if I make it now trumas meiser, so I'll be metame the trumas, but I don't want to do that. So it should become trumas meiser l'shetech shach dvorav kayom. So it's very good. So the meiser, what happens l'shetech shach? Then the login become toil. So it comes b'masachas. That means when it's tech shach, so the login become toil and it becomes trumas meiser and it's toil. Dvorav kayom. This is dvorav kayom. Let us see Rashi develop. Zot Rashi. Shall Meiser Rishin Shall Yadayin Tevel Shall Hifrish Halevi Mimeno Trumas Meiser. The Levi was not Mafrish Trumas Meiser. Varei Hu Bemisa Boidei Tevel. The Vile is a Chiyav Misa Fyi Tevel. Vafilu Lekaihanim. It's also Afilu Lekaihanim. Now just to appreciate what Rashi is saying over here, that Tevel is the Chiyav Misa Afilu Lekaihanim. I mean, Kahanim are allowed to eat tevel. I mean, Kahanim are eating like everyone else. No, this is a Rashi l'shitosai. There's a Yisaidistike Rashi in Yevomis. Rashi in Yevomis says that Peivov, Tosis brings down a Rashi in Yevomis that Peivov, that Rashi says, why by tevel are you chayiv misa b'day shemayim? So Rashi says, because by Trume, there's a chiyav misa b'day shemayim. Tevel is not a nul chefze de isure. Tevel is ma'urev Trume. And Trume, there's a chiyav misa b'day shemayim. So memela, that's if a person eats tevel, there's a chiyav misa b'day shemayim. Frektach toisvus af Rashi, if that's the reason why tevel, there's a din misa b'day shemayim, so why can't a koyin eat tevel? Rashi learns out the Trume shabbat. So Kochach weiß das von Rashi, that Rashi holds Trume, Kol's manna wasn't Nifrash, it's not Mutter Lekahanim also. There's potential Trume, and there's Trume she Nifrash. I mean, Kol's manna, you are Nafrash, it's possible by this potential Trume there. And this potential Trume makes a Chiyav Misa, but Kol's manna, it wasn't this Bara, which is the Trume, so it's also Lekahanim also, that's why there's a Chiyav Misa. So that's what Rashi says over here. Verehu bemise boi doi tevel vafilu lekahanim. So that's why it's going to learn a din about Erevin pretty soon. If it's chazi lekahanim, we'll have a problem. V'loi chazil eirev. That's what Rashi says. So it's not chazil eirev. Tevel is not chazil akad. L'gabi logim tvul yoim ba'oidei tevel. So kolzman it's tevel loy posel. So it doesn't become posel. The tvul yoim muter benigia l'chulin u'lamaisa. A tvul yoim is not metame t'chulin and maisa. Va'af al gav de psiche bei trume shalayhu marashi l'shitosa yifakel got a little stuff. If there's trume shalayhu there's trume there, so why isn't it metame de trume? Tvul yoim is metame trume. Why is it trume shalayhu? It's also not metame. It's only metame trume mishalayhu. Va'oma, he said, arei zu shebelogin trumas maiser alachobis l'shetachshach. That this, the difference in the login should be trumas maiser alachobis l'shetachshach v'yarev shimshoi shetahei ksheiro l'trumas. It'll be herev shemesh shetahei ksheiro, then it'll be kosher l'trumas. Dvov kayomim v'trumas toiro. That's the first halach. V'im oma Irvu li boze. Now he said another thing. He said that this trumas maisa, which is in this login, should be my erev trumim. Loyamaklo. So then it doesn't help. Omar Rove, Rove said, Zoi soy meres, soif hayoim koine erev. So from this Mishnah we see that soif hayoim koine erev. That means that the Rashi learns trilas bein hashmoshes. Trilas bein hashmoshes u soif hayoim shel erev Shabbos koine erev. V'soif hayoim akati tevel hu. So Rashi, he said, that's what Rava said. The beginning of bein hashmoshes. The beginning of bein hashmoshes. He said one should have become trume l'shetechshach. She become trume l'shetechshach. So the beginning of bein hashmoshes, it's still tevel. V'soif hayoim, tchilas bein hashmoshes, akati tevel. So it's no good. Or maybe it's sofik tevel, still no good. So he say mere soif hayoim koine erev, which is tchilas bein hashmoshes. The is al kedai toch tchilas hayoim koine erev. If you will say tchilas hayoim koine erev, tchilas hayoim means that the beginning of Shabbos is koine erev. Yom ha'irvo li bozeh mailo yom ha'klum. Zogt Rashi, di amrit tchilas hayoim shel Shabbos koine erev. If you will say that the beginning of Yom Shel Shabbos is Koin Erev, that's when the Erev is Koin Erev. The Hainu Soif Bein Hashmoshes is Koin Erev. That the last minute of Bein Hashmoshes is Koin Erev. Amai Lo Yom HaKlum. Amai Lo Yom HaKlum. So why is it no good? Mizeto Amoyredik Ezach. He says, so what is the cheshbin? If soif hayoim, so if tchilas hayoim is koine erev, so tchilas hayoim means soif bein hashmoshes. So let us be megashim. So this is the last minute in bein hashmoshes. So if the last minute of bein hashmoshes is koine erev, so it should be good. Now what is the last minute of bein hashmoshes? L'chayre, the last minute of Bein HaShemoshes is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. L'chayre. The last minute of Bein HaShemoshes is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. So if he said that the last minute of Bein HaShemoshes should be kind of the Erev, so why is it good? Why should it be good? That means it's still Safik Yoim. And if it's Safik Yoim, so it's Tevel. From Rashi, what have always given that the last minute of Bein HaShemoshes has a din of the last minute of the last regga. So if Bein HaShemoshes not have to mean the last minute, it's the last zman before, the last moment before. So it seems the last moment is not suffic anymore. As I have always given the last moment. If it's not, weiß ich nicht. If it is a Sofik, verstehe ich nicht die Gemorre. If it is a Sofik, the Gemorre assumes that if Trilis Hayoim shall Shabbos koine Erev, the Hainu Soif Beina Shmosh is koine Erev, Amaylei Omaklum. Al Kaponim, from Rashi we see Klol, it's the last moment, Al Kaponim weiß doch ois, then it becomes Shabbos then, and it's Shabbos, and that's when the Erev is Koine, and that's when it became Truma, and it's Toyer. It seems this last moment already, when the Erev is Chal, it's good. Is a raya as this alkadaitach, and so my mail, that was Rove's kasha. Rove is the kasha. The what from the Mishnah weiss the chois that soif hayoim koin erev, that trilis bein ashmoshes is koin. So trilis bein ashmoshes is, so the erev is koin the first minute of bein ashmoshes, and then it's sofik tevel or vadai tevel, we'll see soon. So my mail about koponim, so it's no good. But if Soif Bein Hashmoshes is Koine, it would be good. This man of Soif Bein Hashmoshes is already Shabbos, and that's when it's Koine, and that's when it's Koine, and then it's already Trum, and it's Toyer. Amar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, it's not Muchach. Could be Trilis Hayoim, but the Kinyan is Chal Trilis Hayoim. And you're right, Trilis Hayoim Take, it's Chazilei. But Bo'inin Suda Ruyim Ibo'ayoim, but Veleke. There's another din. There's a din by Erev that it has to be Chazilei before the Kinyan. Here it becomes Chazilei with the Kinyan. That means as soon as this man Kinyan comes, it's Chazilei. No, there's a din in Erev, it has to be Chazilei a minute before the Kinyan. When it's still not Shabbos, it has to be Chazilei. Even the Kinyan is Chal later. So it could be the Mishnah holds Trilis Hayoim Koin Erev, but it's no good because Loi Chazilei. Let us see Tosfos. Maishna. Now, in order to understand this Tosfos, I'll just give one hakdome that the Chidushei Beis Meir says, and then we'll understand Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the Taich of Soif Hayoim Koine Erev, not like Rashi, it's Trilis Bein Hashmoshes. Now Tosfos holds Soif Hayoim Koine Erev. The Beis Meir says, "Hainu bizman haboru Soif Hayoim rega koidem trilas bein hashmoshes." Tosfos learns Soif Hayoim means the second before bein hashmoshes, the end of Friday. Utrilas Hayoim hainu Soif bein hashmoshes adayin hashvusim mutarim. Soif Hayoim, it's the last rega, which Ashvus is still muta, we had a Tosfos before the Flamed Omid Beis. The Soif Hayoim. Okay. Now we'll understand Tosfos. Ve'im Taima. Fraktach Tosfos. Rove asked Klauda Shaila. Rove had a Shaila that what is the halacha if he said Hayoim Chayla Lamocha Kaidish? And Nachman said, that's good. Hayoim Kaidish Lamocha Chayl. It's not good. At Sarovi, the Shaila, the Sarovi said, Maishna. The Imtaima, for Taisvis, I know have a beautiful beer. Barovi, goofy, come out, besomoch, zoi, say, mere, soif, hayoim, koine, erev. Rovi said, we see that soif, hayoim, koine, erev. So what is the type, soif, hayoim, koine, erev? Soif, hayoim, koine, erev means that the base may, according to Taisvis, a minute before Bein Hashmoshes. Of the last second of Friday. That's called Soif Hayoim. So memeile, vim Soif Hayoim koine erev, osi de Rav Nachman Shapir, vamaika mi boi loim maishno, fektach toises amoyre de kikasha, so it's beautiful. So the last second of Erev Shabbos, Erev is Koinis. He said, Ayoim Choyl, Ulamacha Koidish. So the last second of Friday, it's Choyl. So it's a good Erev. He said, Ayoim Koidish, Ulamacha Choyl. So it's a bad Erev. Because it's Koinis. And Rav himself holds that Erev is Nikne B'Soif Ayoim, which means the Raga before Bein HaShemoshes. So Taisus asks Akasha. The Yeshloima, emphatizes, that Kochach the Rava is like the Tchilas Hayyim Kaina Erev. That Rava holds Tchilas Hayyim Kaina Erev. Let's not go into the Ariches to prove it. The Rava the Omar says, I'm a safe Hayyim Kaina Erev, I'll leave it the Braise comma, the Leilei Svirelei. That Rava holds that Tchilas, Rava himself holds Tchilas Hayyim Kaina Erev. This is the last rega in Bein HaShemoshes. That's called Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev. So Memele, so that was the Kasha of Maishno, Estes. So the Beis Meir is Mavayer, the last rega of Bein HaShemoshes. The Achayim asks a Kasha on Taisus. The Achayim asks, so Abizai is, if he holds Tchilas, say Tchilas Hayoyim Koine, So then it should be punfakert of Tchilas Hayoyim Koine. So Hayoyim Choyl Umocha Koidesh, it should not be good. Hayoyim Koidesh Umocha Choyl, it should be good, because Tchilas Hayoyim Koine. That's a Marsho Zakasha. The Beis Meir explains that Tchilas Hayoyim Koine means Soif Bein HaShemoshes. And somehow Soif Bein HaShemoshes is... I had enough shot in the Gemara later. But Saif Bein HaShemoshes is still Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. Saif Bein HaShemoshes is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. So Memele, and that's when the Erev is Nikne. So Memele, so that was Rovis Kasha. Rovis Kasha says this is Azman Safik still. Saif HaYoim, Saif Bein HaShemoshes is Azman Safik. So if it is as man sofik, so memeila maishna. I mean, so it's sofik, it's sofik kaidish, sofik chayil. So why were you machia? That was Rovis Kasha. That means if we learn tchilas hayoyim is soif bein HaShemoshes, so there's a teira sofik on itself, but there's a teira sofik. So memeila is, so the Rovis Kasha maishna. The Isal Kedaitach Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev. So if Tchilas Hayoyim is Koine Erev, so Taisva says, so the Gemara says, if Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev, so then it should be good. The Gemara says, Tchilas Hayoyim Koine Erev, it should be good. Ve'im Toima, Neima Mishum De Misveike Loi Poka Tevel, Umisveike Loi Nochsa Trume, Keda Om Ala El. Vektach Taisves, no. He says, the last Tchilas Hayoyim means the last rega of Bein HaShemoshes. So we have a suffix, the last rega of Bein HaShemoshes, is this Yoyim, is it Laila? This last rega of Bein HaShemoshes, so we'll clear on this table, did it become Ois Tevel, or didn't it become Ois Tevel? If it's Laila, it became Ois Tevel. If it's Yoyim, it's still Tevel. Frektach Taisves Hamamele, since the last rega of Bein HaShemoshes is Safik Yoim Safik Laila, so Mamele, so therefore it's not a good Erev. Afilu Yoho Tchilas Hayoim Kain Erev, it's also not a good Erev, because maybe, because you'll stell the Tevel on Cheskosai, she'll say it is still Tevel, it didn't become Truma yet, And that's why it's not a good Erev. So what's the, so you could hold the fill of Tchilas Hayoyim Koine. Like just what we said before, also the same svara. V'oimari deloidom. Devadai ki yomar hayoyim chayil ulemocha koidesh. Makpid shaloitochol ala Erev kedushe hayoyim. There, so Taisvis now is Machadish and Upshat in the Gemara before. Not the way we said Pshat and Rashi that it goes to together Chazoke. That we stel the Kikar and the Chazoke. Now the Gemara means as follows. If he said, Hayoyim Chayil Ulamocha Kaidish, so he has an intent that the Kedusha should only be Chal when it's Vaday Laila. Because Lamocha Kodesh Makbid Shalai Tochel Al Ha'erev Kedusha Hayoim. So he wants the Kedusha should be Chal when it's Vaday Laila. Avol Hocha Reitzu Shetochel Olav Shem Tumem Miyat. If it could be Chal, it would be Chal. Im Hoya Yochel. Ve'eina Oimer L'shetechshach Alo Shetetzei Login B'teiches Tvul Yoim. So Memele, so the Svore, Taisa Bechlal doesn't learn Al Tzchazoke. So the Svore we said before does not apply here.